This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you are with us. Kurt, I'm going to hit the Rockies game tonight. They're playing the Rangers. Being from Texas, hey, got to go see
who are you going to root for?
Hey, the way they're playing, they should just let you play an inning. You know, if you buy a ticket, you should get to pick an inning and play.
Jeez. Are you serious? You want to play with the pros?
Yeah.
While they might not be at their peak, you still don't want to walk out there with them.
I know, but man, I think I heard the other day they're on pace to win. Now, of course, 162 games, right, in a year, half on the road. They're on pace to win about 9 games on the road for the year. Wow. That's bad.
Wow. That's not a good thing. That means there's 53 of them that they're losing for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That puts them under 100. Yeah, that's not your goal.
Well, that voice you hear is Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, and Kurt has been our mortgage guy our whole life here with Haystack Help, and we are thrilled to have him as a great friend of our show and partner on the show, and just takes care of people. So, Kurt, man, I tell you, homeowners, or home buyers, I should say, are pretty discouraged. They need some money to make up what these homes are selling for. So how can they do that?
Well, there's actually a couple different ways you can go about doing it. It's called an appraisal gap. One of the surprising things is the appraisals are starting to catch up. And what I mean by that, somebody may say, I'm going to sell it for $525. That's what we think it's worth. Somebody will offer $575 on the appraisal gap, come up with the $50,000, but the house comes in at $560. So then the gap is much smaller. They're starting to actually catch up. Where, to be honest, a lot of realtors are starting out a little bit lower to get into the bidding war.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that thing you saw on Facebook about the Apple.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Sure.
But that's what's happening. And what's happening now is the appraisals are starting to come in to where you don't have the gap. There's ways that we can actually build in to where you have the money for the gap and you don't know it. There's different programs that we have that are set up for that. So it's helping people go out and buy homes that don't think they have the appraisal gap money, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Now, there's still some that people are paying $100,000 over. You're not going to compete with that.
Sure.
Somebody walks in from out of state and says, that's the house I want, and I'll go $100,000. You're done. But that's not as frequent as people try to make you believe. $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000
is,
okay.
But $100,000 is not.
Right. Once again, hey, you do not want to travel that real estate jungle alone. So give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, and his team will be glad to help you. Well, a new guest for us today, Kurt.
I'm excited about having Dave Hart on the show today. I've heard lots of good about him, and I'm really intrigued on what you do, David. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have you on your show. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. And, I appreciate it.
I had never even heard about what you do. Mm-hmm. But you're in a business that's going to affect every homeowner out there. It's actually going to affect people that have renters because they got to take care of the property.
Correct.
And that's the roof.
Yep.
So first of all, tell us how you got started in the roofing business and how you got to be part of RoofMax.
So about 20 years ago, I started roofing. I was out in Arizona, kind of the Sun City West retirement area. And my cousin was dating a very nice young lady that was working for a roofing company, and they needed somebody in sales. I'm like, hey, I can sell. And there I was. That's how I got my start in roofing. Early 2000, moved out to Colorado and discovered roofing was a little different out here in the sense that it had hail and a lot of storm damage, storm-related issues. And
not as hot, though.
Not as hot. Definitely.
I was about to say, dude, could you not pick a hotter place
I'll take
to
the hail, not the heat.
My goodness. Yeah, it was 6 a.m. on the roofs till 10 a.m., and then I was paperwork the rest of the day. It was hot. So I came out here, started in sales, ended up helping a large roofing company get to where they got. We're doing over 20 million sales every year and had 30-something sales guys. And just dealt with that and had my own company for a number of years and just been roofing. And then about 4 years ago, got kind of tired of the craziness of it and the hours and not getting reliable help and just all that. So decided to do something different. And then a little over a year ago, came across RoofMax and figured with my experience and contacts that RoofMax would be a wonderful fit. Right. Not quite as stressful, still busy and stuff like that. But now we're able to help those who can't get new roofs, can't afford roofs, or you know, people think that we get a lot of hail, and typically we do. But the stats show that only about 5% of the state get hail on a consistent basis. So there's a lot of older roofs that don't get hail, or it might just get the pea-sized hail, the little bit of hail that don't damage the roof. Yeah, but even the little stuff acts like a sandblaster. So you get 3, 4, 5 minutes of a pea-sized hailstorm. It knocks granules loose, and you see the granules on your sidewalks and your gutters. And those granules, they're designed to protect your shingle. They keep the UV rays off of the asphalt to help them last longer. So that's a little bit about what I do. The product itself is designed to bring life back into an older asphalt shingle. So what we're seeing now is about 6 to 8 years of age, shingles are drying out because they don't make the shingles with as much asphalt. They use a lot more fillers in them. And the climate we have in Colorado is super dry. It does get hot, and we have extreme temperature swings throughout the year. And so when the shingles start to dry out, they get what's called thermal cracking. So you start seeing some of the cracks in the shingles. My roof, I had a high-end roof, much like John does on his, and it was 9 years old and had these cracks. So a little disheartening. You would think these shingles would be lasting longer, but they're not. So we just put the life back in the shingle. We are finding that it does provide some additional hail protection by keeping the shingles in a like new condition. Did a job out in Wiggins mid-April and had a hailstorm go through there on a Friday night. I think it was a little over 2 weeks ago, actually. The hail was about an inch and a half, lasted for about 3 minutes, enough to damage a roof, and there wasn't a spot of damage, nor were there granules in the gutters. So wow. It's really helping out.
How long does in Colorado and throughout the country it's going to be different? RoofMax is throughout the United States.
It's nationwide. Right? We've got about 400 dealers nationwide.
So you have your own RoofMax here.
Correct.
Yep. How long in Colorado does a normal roof, barring hail damage, how long does a normal roof last?
Averaging about 15 years. So if you're putting on a quote-unquote 30-year shingle, if you can get a good 15 years out of it, you're doing pretty well. Now, again, there are some climates
they do
will last a little longer, a little more moisture, but in those climates you typically get more moss and stuff growing on them as well, which loosens up granules. And so there's a 15 years.
More wind, too.
More wind, absolutely. Yeah.
Hurricanes, tornadoes. Because you're thinking of the south, I was raised
exactly.
Before.
Yes.
You get much more wind.
So and with that, we do have several testimonies where was a Hurricane Sally last year, I think it went through Georgia. Had a dealer down there, treated a couple large roofs in the neighborhood, and the hurricane came through a week later. No damage to those two roofs, and the rest of the neighborhood getting new roofs. So it's helping, and because of the way it does that, is as these oils in our treatment soaks through the shingle, it actually rehydrates or rejuvenates the seal strip as well, so therefore adhering the shingles down to each other better. So that's how it prevents against wind damage.
I did a little research about your company and what you do, I learned things about a roof and why they're built a certain way. So without telling them about what you do, explain how an actual roof tile works, what it's made by, you know, like the tape and the asphalt. Explain the dimensions of it.
So you've got, you know, a fiberglass material in it, which is the matting, the backing, if you will. And then you've got the asphalt that they basically smear, layman's terms, smear on that fiberglass.
I understand smear.
Smear's good. So you put that on that fiber, and then on top of the asphalt basically is your granules that adhere to the asphalt. So as that asphalt dries out, not only does it crack, but it loses the adhesion for the granules to stay on the asphalt, and therefore you're losing your UV protection from the sun.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Dave Hart is with us. The company is RoofMax, roofmax.com. His number, 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916. So now, I think most people are just, you know, from hearing all the ads through their whole life is, hey, if you got roof damage, call your insurance company, and you know they put on a new roof. So this is more of a repair type, but yet for a long time. So
it's a long-term preventative maintenance. Right. Yeah.
So how does this work with insurance and things like that? You know, first of all, do you recommend people calling their insurance first if they think they have hail damage, or calling you first?
I always recommend calling somebody they trust to look at the roof first. You don't want to make a claim, and generally they don't send somebody out from the insurance company without starting a claim process 9 out of 10 times. So you want to have somebody look at it first, and I recommend even, you know, whether me or anybody else, have the homeowner see some pictures, or if you can, get up on the roof and look, or at least on the ladder and confirm it yourself. Don't want to get the insurance company involved until you know you need to, just because, again, they do make a claim number to get an adjuster out to determine whether it had enough damage or not. Therefore, you have what's called a it's an open claim. It's a non-paid claim. Even though they may not pay out on it, you still have an open claim that kind of sits on your
record. I know from experience that's the case. My insurance went up because I had hail replaced. 1 year, 3 years later, I had it done again. But in the middle, I had somebody come out because I was told to.
Right.
Well, now I showed 3 claims, so my insurance shot up.
Exactly.
Not just because of the damage, but because of the 3 claims. So
absolutely.
You got to be real careful with that.
Absolutely. And I've been a real big proponent of that anyway. Just get an expert opinion first.
Sure.
Yeah. Insurance companies are designed to be there for you on the just in case, the catastrophic situation. And to your point, a lot of people are trained to just call them, hey, I've got a roof leak.
Right. You know, yeah. Unless water's pouring in
right.
or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Gallons and gallons, right. Yeah.
And you know, hey, certainly I always tell everybody, I don't know about you, Kurt, but a ladder's not where I want to be at roughly your age. But
well,
you
thanks.
Know. So,
I appreciate that.
Call Dave, right? Yes, now, I didn't get a chance to ask this before, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but is it a free consultation if you come out, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a 100% free consultation to come out. I come out and educate more than I do sell. So it's more of a just, here's the condition of your roof. Here's where you're at. Here's what we can do, or I'm sorry, your roof is too far gone, or you do have a ton of hail damage. We should probably go this direction instead. So it's definitely a free consultation. Yep.
Your product doesn't fix the hail damage, but it gives
Correct.
More life to the roof.
Correct. Yeah.
So from the way it sounds like, as the roof ages, it dries out. What does your product do to help that, give it more life?
Good question. So the product is derived from a plant-based product, a soy plant, if you will. And what it does is it soaks into the asphalt of the shingle. There's not many products that work well with asphalt. This happens to be one. I mean, there's some out there. so what it does is spray it on, and there's a technique to it. I'm not going to go into the scientific details
sure,
of it.
Yeah, please.
But you spray it on, and then as it sits there, within about 30 to 45 minutes, it soaks into the shingle enough so that if it rains, it doesn't wash off. But in about 72 hours, it has a full saturation, so it goes all the way through the shingle, rehydrating the seal strip, and then just it's like night and day. You walk on a roof that's 10 years old and it crunches, the granules come out, you know, they come loose, you can hear them rolling down the
sure.
roof. A couple of days after doing this treatment, you walk on it, it's like walking on a Q-tip. I mean, it's night and day difference.
Well, it's like we asphalt the a road.
Yeah, same difference.
Yeah. If you think about
same difference, yeah. Yeah, the roads dry out, they crack.
Kind of cover all the cracks and gives it more strength.
Gives it a bit more life and stuff, yeah.
And repel.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it.
Pretty much the
I
same.
Haven't either.
Yeah.
I haven't either. Till heard him on John Rush. So you can hear more about Dave and Roof Max on Rush to Reason. Also Fix It Radio on Saturdays, which airs from 9 to 10 right here on KLZ 560 as well. We're going to take a short break. When we'll come back, we're going to learn a little more about Roof Max. We'll be right back.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite stores. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and you may ask, why is this one of my favorite stores? Well, you never know what you're going to find, but I will promise you this. You will find great service and great bargains from this family-owned store. It may be a great deal on that 12-gauge shotgun you've been looking for, or maybe that rifle you haven't been able to find anywhere. And hey, they might even have that ammo in stock that you have been driving all over town looking for. The Outdoorsman's Attic is a consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear. Now look, you've been moving that gear around your garage for months. Don't move it. Take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. Need to get that fishing license? Maybe grab some live bait? Head on over to 2650 West Hamden. And if your firearm needs a little work, ask for Scott the Gunsmith. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Tell him Scott sent you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Now's the time to get into D&D Tire and get your vehicle ready for those beautiful mountain drives or those summer road trips with the family. From AC and heating, brake service, battery replacement, engine repair, transmission service, oil changes, and of course, all of your tire needs, D&D Tire has you covered. Right now, you can get up to 6 months special financing with approved credit and $150 back on a qualifying tire purchase when you open a Goodyear credit account. If you're looking for trustworthy technicians and reasonable prices, along with outstanding service, it's D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. Check them out, ddtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Dave Hart is our guest today with Roof Max, and you heard about Dave here for several months now with John Rush on Rush to Reason and also Fix It Radio on Saturday mornings. Check out their website, roofmax.com, and Dave's number, 303-710-6916. So, again, not to get into all the process how, but let's just talk about the time. So someone comes out, I mean, they have you come out, you take a look at the roof, and you go, yeah, we can do this. What are you looking at kind of a start to finish to get it done?
An average of 2 to 2.5 hours. Not very long.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
You don't have to bring a porta potty out there.
No.
And, you know, all that and a dumpster.
I won't tell you what I keep in my trailer. No, it's not very long.
All right.
Yeah. So basically, you know, we just show up and there's other variables. I did do a roof last week for the president of an insurance company. Locally here that has insures a lot of homes, and he had a flat roof, so we treated his shingles as well as his flat roof. I put a silicone based material on his flat roof, so there's other things that we can do.
Okay.
But generally speaking, we when we do a treatment, we at a minimum reseal any exposed nails around any pipe jacks or roof vents, just any potential things that dry out, it could potentially cause a leak in the future. Do that. We'll repaint all those penetrations to try and match the shingles. It looks new again.
Mm-hmm.
Blow out the gutters for any, you know, big, large debris. So that actually takes longer than the treatment.
Wow.
But generally speaking, you know, 2 to 2.5 hours on an average size roof, and we're done.
What can someone kind of look at the roof and say, well, are there signs that say, you know, I might want to give you a call and have you come out and look? I mean, you're not going to see the hail damage, but that's not what you're fixing when you're doing
correct.
This.
Correct, yeah.
There are other things. So what should they look for?
Just
if they think
up,
their roof needs repair.
Yeah, just look at the roof. You can see some shingles. The corners could start curling. If you look closely, you can see them. Yeah, so they dry out, and they flip up.
Like a ski jump.
Exactly. A lot of times, you can just look at the bottom of your downspouts and see granules that have piled up under there that wash off every time it rains. That's usually a really good indicator that the roofs are starting to dry out. You'll probably look at that easier than anybody can look up a
sure.
shingle and see it curling. But generally speaking, it's pretty obvious. My roof is really old. But I did a roof in Loveland 2 weeks ago, and the roof is 28 years old. And looking at even me, I mean, I've looked at thousands and thousands of roofs over the years. It didn't look as bad as it did until I got up on a ladder and saw the condition of it. So it's hard
cracked
to sell.
Up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it was cracked. A lot of granular loss. We ended up replacing all the red shingles, you know, what we call the peak of the roof. They were way too gone. So we did that, but we still gave them an extra 5 years of life out of that roof.
So, and I was going to bring that. What's the warranty that comes with what you do?
It's 5 years, 5 year guarantee.
The guarantee for what?
Basically, the code comes from Florida, so it's a pretty stringent code, but it has to have a certain flexibility to meet a like new shingle condition. So basically, when you're basically on a 10-year-old roof, if I do a test on a shingle, excuse me, and we flip it up, it needs to at least get to 45 degree angle and not crack, not lose any granules in that bend. Most shingles out here are not even getting to that. Well, after the treatment, we could take that same shingle, and I just did a test with an apartment complex last month on it, and it folded back on itself and didn't lose one granule stone, didn't crack, didn't crunch.
No.
So it's got to meet certain standards for that. But basically it's saying it's going to perform like a new shingle for that 5 years.
Okay. Now, let's say you get, you know, some hail, but have you ever seen it where it just affects half the roof?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is this something you don't want to do just half of this to
Correct.
The roof, right?
Right.
So when you do something, you want to do the whole roof.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of different circumstances and situations when it comes to hail, insurance companies with that property, what have you. Even though it doesn't repair the hit from the hail, it will still keep that spot where the hail hit moist and prevent it from drying out and cracking any faster. So yeah, that happens a lot. It's pretty common to have more hail on one side of a roof than the other.
Is there any type of shingle or roof that your process doesn't work for?
Concrete.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no asphalt.
No hail.
It's not bendable.
Here. Right.
No. He ain't. You
it
spray that
flex.
Stuff on all you want. It ain't gonna help.
That's right. Yeah. Pretty much. You know, I've done a couple of commercial properties, a couple of flat roofs that have asphalt product on them. Obviously, it's shingles. Any residential, multifamily, anything with an asphalt product, we can treat.
How long has this process been out?
Started in 2012. So just a little story of RoofMax. Mike and Todd Fiesel, the owners of RoofMax, had a roofing company for about 30 years, and it'll be one of the largest roofing companies on the east side of the country. We got tired of replacing roofs that didn't need to be replaced because they'd dry out and whatnot. And worked with Battelle Labs along with Ohio State University and developed the product, got the patents on it and all that good stuff. And so they went to market with it about 2014, and it just went nuts in Ohio. And then about almost 4 years ago now, they started going with the whole dealership structure. And now we've got over 400 dealers nationwide.
You brought up
cities.
Studies.
Mm-hmm.
There's studies on the effectiveness of this.
Yes.
From where?
Yep. The Ohio State University and Battelle Labs. So Battelle Labs is one of the largest and most well-known laboratories in the world, privately owned, and they helped design the product.
Now, as far as the application, our weather, you know, we mentioned Arizona,
mm-hmm.
there it's hot, but man, our weather fluctuates very, very quickly.
Yes.
So do you have to have it a certain temperature?
That's a good question.
Dry, needs to be dry for several days.
No, basically dry, yes. Very important to be dry first. Anything over about 38 degrees outside, I can do. But if it's 38 degrees outside, it's going to be close to 50, 55 on that roof if we have a little bit of sun.
Gotcha.
And the big thing is just keeping the product from not freezing. So if I can get a 38 degrees on the ground, it's going to be 50 up on the roof, not a problem. This last winter, I did a few where I had a little heater blowing on my pump just to make sure everything was fine. But other than that, yeah, anything over 38 degrees.
Is it a spray or a roll, kind of roll?
Spray it on.
Okay.
Yep, got a pump, a 200-foot hose, and
ready to go.
My magic wand at the end of the hose and spray it on, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It's pretty
now, neat. Let's talk about cost. Everybody's going to wonder, how much is
Absolutely.
This? Okay,
yep.
So kind of break it down a little bit of, you know, what it can run us.
So a lot of factors, again, just how much we need to get the roof so I feel comfortable. I'm not going to have a leak when I leave. But generally speaking, if you are, we're averaging, well, with the prices going up, we're even cheaper if you look at it that way. But generally speaking, we're 80 to 85% cheaper than replacing a roof. And like I said, those are probably going to go up because the cost of roofing now is just going through the roof.
Oh, man.
No pun intended. Sorry.
No, it is.
Oh, that was how she intended.
Yeah.
But that was good. But it's getting crazy. So, yeah, you know, on an average right now, just to veer off a little bit, you know, 6 months ago, a $10,000 roof, today you're going to cost you $15,000 to $16,000. Mm-hmm. So our percentages are getting a little bit better as far as the cost of doing the treatment. You know, $10,000 roof, you might be looking $1,800 to $2,000 for the treatment in that range.
The deductibles nowadays.
And that's a whole other game right there.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, percentage of the home, and a lot of people don't even know that.
And Kurt might have heard this too, but in Florida they just passed a law, and there's like a 5-state region in the country that gets a lot of hail. We're one of them. I think we're number 2 or 3 on an average.
Yep.
Florida just passed a law where if your roof is 10 years old or older, they will only give you actual cash value. So if your roof is $10,000 to replace it, but over 10 years it depreciated by 50%, they're going to give you $5,000, not including taking your deductible out. So if your deductible is $2,500, they give you
$5,000.
You got $2,500 to replace a $10,000 roof. Now that's a very low cost, but just an easy math example.
I want to kind of go back to a number you said at the beginning. You said 10%, 12% of the roofs that are replaced are due to hail.
Hmm.
Was that the number?
The RoofMax treatment is on an average 20%, or I'm sorry, 80% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Right.
So if your roof is running, let's say it's just $10,000 for easy math, that's going to be a small roof these days. We're going to be anywhere between the $1,800 to $2,000 range.
I'm talking about the number of claims on insurance. So many, if there's 100 claims, what, 10, 12% of those are because of hail damage. The rest of them are just because the roof is old and it's not functioning.
Yes, correct.
So for roughly $2,000, I can make my roof last how much longer?
I guarantee it for 5 years. If we catch it soon enough, we can go another 15, 20 years or more. We're basically saying if we can get a roof soon enough and not have a ton of thermal cracking, a ton of granular loss, we can get that roof to last its advertised time frame, which is at least 30 years.
See, what I've seen in my side of the industry is when appraisers will go out there, they're always asking the life of the roof. Mm. And they'll say, okay, we got 10 years. Roof could be subject to be replaced.
Yes.
And they'll put that in appraisals, which it doesn't kill the loan, but it makes all of a sudden things become negotiable when that's not necessarily the case.
I just looked at one this morning in Aurora. I guess the roof at about 12 years of age. The customer's like, yeah, it's about 12 or 13 years. It's under contract. They said they want a new roof. Sir, you don't need a new roof. A little bit of maintenance. You don't even have a ton of granular loss. Treat it, and it's like a new roof. So we see that a lot going on where we can save those deals on the real estate end, a lot of headache, and then saving people a lot of money on selling and buying a home.
So if I have a new roof on my house, at what point do I maybe consider calling you? At 5 years? Prior to that, after that, 8 years?
Whenever. I mean, it's really good to kind of get a good idea where you're at, even if you just did your roof a year ago. So many different crews, so many different ideas of how guys put roofs on. You just want to make sure it's done right. But what I am seeing is at about 6 years, I did a roof last week. The roof was 5.5 years old. Had a lot of granular loss already. So 5 to 6 years, I'm seeing roofs are starting to decline and dry out, lose granules.
That could be also the material that we use when they put it on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get different levels, A, B, C, and C.
You get different levels, but the reality is 20 years ago, they changed the refining process on the asphalt used in the shingles. And so they don't make them. So if you remember back in the day, they had the 30, 40, 50-year shingle designation. That was based on the thickness of the shingle. 10, 11 years ago, my former partner and I started noticing shingles getting lighter, harder to find the information on how much a bundle weighs, and they started changing the designation from the 30, 40, 50 year to a quote-unquote limited lifetime to try and cover the rim. Because right now the manufacturers are billions of dollars into litigation and lawsuits right now because the products are not lasting as long as they stated.
Insurance companies can't be liking this.
Mm-mm. No, it's a mess. without trying to find a big word for it. It's just a mess on what's going on with it. But Roof Max definitely helps out.
Now, how is this as far as like fire? Mm. I mean, as far, I mean, is it?
It does not increase the risk, but it does not negate it either. I mean, it doesn't. It's not a retardant in any way.
Great. Mm-hmm. Dave Hart is with us. Roof Max is a company. Roofmax.com. Mm-hmm. 303-710-6916 is the number. And, hey, if you'll call and mention you heard Dave here on the show, he'll give you $100 off if you mention, as I mentioned, the show today. And free inspection. But just tell him you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, not that you're not special, Kurt, is Dave Hart from Roof Max.
Oh, that was good. I like the way you slid
Roofmax.com. And Dave's number, 303-710-6916. So now, what is your area that you service here around us?
What I'm servicing, or what?
Where will you travel to?
Well, I'm going to the Springs tomorrow.
All right.
And Cheyenne on Friday.
Okay.
So basically, wherever KLZ reaches is where I'm going right now.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. You can hear us in Raton, New Mexico.
Buena Vista, yeah.
So be careful. Oh, yes. All right.
you're used to that kind of heat. You can go back.
I'll just go right into it, yeah.
One of the things I think somebody's probably thinking about, how does this plant-based fluid, liquid, mm-hmm. how does it affect, as it could be washed off the roof, how does it affect mm-hmm. your plants, how does it affect your animals? What's the environmental impact?
There is no impact. It's very safe. I spray myself all the time because, as you know, it's almost always a minimum heavily breezy out here. So I could start spraying one direction, a minute later the wind changes and yep. it's back in my face. I don't get any skin irritation. There's none of that. There's no off gassing. Dogs can lick it up off the ground. It can land on a plant, not a problem. And in fact, the only caution I use is if you have like old patio furniture, a barbecue grill, because it does have a little bit of a cleaning agent in it. So if there's some oxidation on it, it'll They'll overspray it, right, clean it off. Yeah. So I'm either wiping it off or spraying the whole thing and then wiping it off. But it's very, very safe.
Now, Kurt, his hair is a little short.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
And receding.
We might need to wear a hair cap or something if we want to do this, okay?
Not to pick on you, Dave.
Oh, bring it on.
Hey, I wish I could wear mine like that. My wife said my head's too. She goes, your head's too big.
I think it looks great.
You can't have too short hair.
Yeah. Have you ever had a customer tell you when you come out and look at it and you say, okay, I can do this to your roof and it'll give you another minimum 5 years, mm-hmm. maybe 7 to 10. They say, well, wouldn't it be better for me just to replace it?
Mm. Not yet. Because of it's just the cost. The cost, the headache of it. I mean, you're looking at a solid day of a mess, nails for months afterwards, the noise, the disruption, put the dogs in the house. I've not had anybody do that yet. Not that it won't happen, but everybody that I've been fortunate to work with is just, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's get it done.
As a homeowner, I'm thinking about, okay, if I'm going to spend $2,000 maybe for my roof, mm-hmm. it's going to cost me $15 to replace it because mm-hmm. I've been down that road before for hail. Now, we haven't had hail. My roof's been on my house for about 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking for the long-term effect, my insurance company's got to like me
mm-hmm.
because unless there's hail, mm-hmm. they're not going to hear from me.
Absolutely.
In 6 or 7 years. They're not,
absolutely.
I'm going to be safe.
Yep.
Are you seeing that effect? Have you talked with insurance companies about that?
Yes, we are starting to on a corporate level along with a dealer level. So myself, like I mentioned, I did a roof for a gentleman last week. He's president of a insurance agency. So he's working with his big carriers. Hey, have you heard about Roof Max? One says yes. We're just waiting for some testimonies. The other one says they have not. So we're communicating with them and trying to get that information in front of them. Roof Max Corporate, they are hitting some of the, there's two big name carriers that they're not giving us the information who it is just yet, because somebody like me, mm-hmm. I don't know when to stop. I would be knocking on their door, flying out, meeting them myself. But sure. So they haven't provided the information, but we're really close to the insurance company recognizing RoofMax and what it can do. But at a minimum, anytime we can keep a roof on the house and not replace it, you're far better off. Because mm-hmm. we can do the treatment up to three times. And in that three times, you're looking at half the cost of replacing a roof at today's prices over the course of the next 15 to 20 years.
Okay, my mind goes real quick.
Yeah,
I'm 4 years into this. I pay you $2,000, that's good for 5 more years. Mm-hmm. And I pay you $2,000, that's good for another 5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm up to 19 years.
Mm-hmm. And you still are probably under your deductible that you would have paid for replacing your roof.
Yeah, well, my deductible's 5, so I'm at 6,000.
Yeah.
But I got 20, almost 20 years out of this thing.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm done. It just means those are the guarantees.
Those are the guarantees, correct.
As long as Colorado doesn't get their hail, right. comes and destroys it. But it doesn't matter. Like I said before, I had a roof put on a year and a half later, mm-hmm. it happened again.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, the average size hailstorm we get out here, we get some doozies. I'm not going to downplay that. But the majority of them are, they're golf ball size or smaller. And so out in Wiggins last month, they had a hailstorm and just shy of the size of a golf ball. There's no damage. So, yeah, the insurance companies are in business to make money. And I think, as we talked earlier, I think that the less we have to make a claim, the better all of us are. As at a minimum in the Denver metro area, because if big hailstorms come in and damage a bunch of roofs,
sure,
we're all paying for it. All of our rates are going
up.
Yeah,
no matter what they say and what the law says, those prices are going up.
Do you remember the one, Kurt, a few years ago where it actually killed some animals at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs?
Well,
and went through back winch. I mean, I'm talking softball.
You could see pictures of it going through the front and damaging people sitting inside their car.
Yes.
It's breaking through.
Yes.
Then your stuff's not just going to work.
That will probably not help, no.
Not going to help at all. Just not going to bounce off.
Correct.
It's not like Teflon.
No. No, it has its limits, but on an average storm, it will help protect greatly.
And we're talking
any odor
to
it as you're applying it. Any odor?
Just a small oily odor. It's not.
It dissipates pretty quick.
Yeah, it's not rancid, or it's almost kind of a sweet smell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not bad at all.
I also saw that you won Shark Tank. Not you personally.
Correct.
But the company was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won Shark Tank.
Oh, wow.
The Kevin Harrington is one of the original sharks.
Yeah.
And somehow he got hooked up with the owners of RoofMax last year, and he's done numbers for RoofMax. But he's a guy that invests in other businesses and stuff, and he's a multi-jillionaire and all that. But he He saw a value in this so much that he actually went and bought 20 territories in the Tampa, Florida area himself.
Wow.
So he's not only helping RoofMax corporate grow, advertise, and all that, but he bought 20 territories and five
vans. Both ends.
He's working both sides of it, yes.
Well, to me, it's just an education process.
Correct.
Because we're all used to doing one thing, mm-hmm. replacing a roof.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, getting the word out and educating people of mm-hmm. what's available to do it. And hey, it's a free consultation, so.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
What do you got to lose?
What do you got to lose?
Well, put it in respect to like your fence or your deck. Mm. Every so many years, you're going to sand it down, you're going to paint it, or your hardwood floors, you're going to do maintenance to it. And nobody had ever, as far as I knew, ever understood that you could do maintenance to your roof without having to replace it.
Correct.
This is kind of the same effect. I'm going to come in, I'm going to rejuvenate it.
Yep.
It's going to last me another 5 years, and I'm spending 15% of what I would normally do.
Absolutely.
I just think it's slick.
Pick up the phone. Call now. 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916. And it's roofmax.com. So this isn't something where you got three truckloads of guys that pull up and mm-hmm. all that. I mean, is it a one-man kind mm-hmm. of opera or two-guy operation usually?
Right now it's a one-man.
Yeah.
And that's me. And I'm getting a little busy. it's a pretty simple process. Ideally, I have a second guy. I would call him my hose manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd make sure I don't trip over the hose and keep, you know, the slack, stuff like that. So ideally, it'd be two guy. But it's not rocket science. It's not hard. Just get up on the roof and you do your thing and spray it and come down and go to the next one.
Knowing how people think, you brought that up. If you're around there, insurance. Are mm-hmm. you insured when you walk down and not going against the homeowners,
yes.
but you have your own?
Absolutely.
So if somebody, when they're talking to you, they want to know, you can provide that for them.
I keep it all on my trailer. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
So when I stand at my sidewalk and look at my roof today, you come out, do your thing. Is it going to look different to me?
Mm, good question.
Just so I can say, yeah.
Maybe.
You did something up there.
Maybe.
Is it shinier? Or?
It doesn't really, well, at first, it'd be a little shinier, but it brings a color back to a new color. I mean, the original color, it brings that back. Now, it won't stay. In the first 2 weeks, it's a lot darker, but over the next couple of weeks after that, it'll lighten up again a little bit, just as the oils continue to soak through. But it brings the natural color back as to what it was. It looks it basically takes a grayed out asphalt and turns it black again. Mm-hmm. Just like your road, you know, the black asphalt dries out, it fades, they can put a sealant over the top and it's black again. Same basic concept.
So if you come out to someone's house and let's say they got a couple shingles that are missing mm-hmm. periodically, I know your truck doesn't have all the shingles what those people
right.
have. So are you able to go out and say, okay, you can get a bundle of those shingles mm-hmm. and you'll come out and you'll fix it and put it in?
Definitely.
That's not included in the two.
No, there are some additional fees.
If you want to do
some other stuff, yeah. I mean, replace a shingle, half a dozen shingles might be another $100 or so. I mean, it all depends on how steep the roof is, how easy it is to get to the problem area, whatever. But it's not.
Yeah, dude, there's some roofs that, man, a lot. I mean, steep,
yes.
steep.
Yeah, and they're getting steeper the older I get.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the shoes don't have a little suction cup.
No, they get a little crazy.
Especially if there's no granules on there. You can just really slide off.
Well, the one I was this morning, it was a 10-12, and the roof is 12 years old, and the granules are definitely loose.
10-12.
Yeah,
so that's pretty steep.
It's pretty steep, yeah. Yeah.
Well, give Dave a call, 303-710-6916, or check him out, roofmax.com. We're going to take a short break and be back with more right after this. Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes here with our special guest, Dave Hart from RoofMax, roofmax.com. Once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916. And Kurt, I don't know about you, but everything I've heard just here in this time, like I say, I've heard him on John Rush's show, Rush to Reason and Fix It Radio, but hadn't never got to listen to the full content. Sometimes in life, there's a no-brainer.
That was during the break, I gave you my address.
And
I said,
this seems to me to be it, you know. And real quick, and one thing that we've, you know, heard a lot of, and just let you talk about it, and as well as, I guess anybody can get up and spray some stuff on a roof. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's those extra details that what we've heard a lot of compliments about you, mm-hmm. That you just, you know, you don't just do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, hey, if there's something needs touched up a little bit, you do that.
Yep.
So just kind of, that's all right, brag on yourself a little bit. Hey, this is why I'm different. Because you know what? Hey, there's a lot of people come out and do exactly what they're hired to do, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I come out to do the RoofMax treatment, the first thing we always do is minimum get up and just reseal anything. You know, there's certain exposed nails, depending on how the ridge shingles are installed. There's nails holding down the flashing for all your pipe jacks. Some additional flashings, counter flashings that are held down by nails. So at minimum, we reseal mm-hmm. those down. Because we use a high-end silicone caulk to do that when we install the roofs. But you need to have your roof looked at every couple of years just to make sure nothing's drying out, cracking. So at minimum, we do that. We'll put new rubber boots over top of the existing boots so we're not disturbing all the shingles around the existing flashing. And then we paint everything just to make it look fresh and new. I mean, your shingles look new. Why not make everything else look new? So just make the roof look pretty, if a roof could look pretty. and just there's just a lot of little things. A couple of roofs I was on today, there's some flashing that needs to happen behind a chimney. You know, some diverters will do that. I don't typically charge extra for that because it takes me 5-10 minutes to do it, and mm-hmm. I'm not looking to a nickel and dime every job. I'm here to provide a service and
sure.
let the homeowners know that they're taken care of.
So no matter how inexpensive somebody's shingle may be, if they've got, you know, I don't even know what shingles cost. So I mean, if they got,
you don't want to know,
low end shingle or high end mm-hmm. shingle, they're all this works on it.
Yes, absolutely. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yeah, no matter how old the roof. except for concrete. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Nope. Kurt had a concrete roof for 10 years, and then he got then he got released.
No.
I mean.
Oh, you are bad. Well, I jumped right on that one.
He's on work release now. Doing well. Doing well.
And we may have asked this earlier, but you can put this on at any time throughout the year.
Anything above freezing, yeah.
And stay away from kind of rainy days,
yes.
Like this last weekend.
Yep. I think the last months or 2 months, yeah. Yeah. No, anything. I mean, I can put the product on, and within 45 minutes, it's absorbed into the shingle enough where if it does rain or snow, it's not going to wash off.
Mm. Yep. Maybe that it has to be above freezing. Doesn't have anything to do with his material. It's just he ain't going to get on your roof if it's below freezing.
He's not doing it. Yeah. I think that's more the case than
anything. Smart man.
It could be sunny at 30, and he'd say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting up there spraying stuff.
Yes.
So I think it's best and safest for people just to give you a call.
Right.
Yes. Let you come out, take a look, and hey, you know, hey, may take a few days, you're busy, but you know what? Cut knife.
Yeah.
You just
have peace of mind of knowing where you're at.
Exactly. I mean,
even if you don't need the treatment yet, I'll tell you. But at least that you know where you're at, and call me in a couple of years and we'll check it out again.
Man. Well, it sounds like when you were talking earlier about little things that you do, you're giving the roof a physical. Mm-hmm. You've just given this, to me, a totally different concept of how inexpensive it is on my roof. Because every time I've thought of a roof and thinking, you know, I'll look up and I'll see a shingle missing. Okay, I got to start thinking about a replacement.
Yeah.
Because nobody's ever come in and repaired.
Yeah.
You don't think about that.
80% of roofing contractors don't do repairs. They focus on making their money on replacement. So
it's easier
hard
to just come
somebody.
Up, rip everything off, and
exactly.
do it again. Yeah.
And if I may, with the shingles too, what we're facing, I talked with John about this a while back. Right now, we've got about a month's supply of shingles on the ground. We're not going to have any more until probably October, November. So even if we do get a storm, it's going to be a long time before a lot of people get their roofs replaced. Right now, they're not making them. They don't have the labor to get them produced, to get them shipped out here.
Telling you, man, the automotive, you know, with our Sportsman of Colorado show, we've been talking about ammunition for months and months and months now, and guns and, you know, boats. They can't get the cushion cores in, like for boats and different things, the chips for automotive.
Yeah.
Construction stuff is through the roof, as you said.
Well, I've been looking at trucks this weekend, and I'm blown away at what a used truck costs now. It's crazy.
And
but it's not just that.
Their inventory is way down, too.
It's way down. Yeah. My wife is even looking. She's like, well, look at Florida. See if it's any cheaper. We can do a RoofMax vacation in Florida and pick up a new truck.
Don't do a Ford. Hey,
no.
Fix or repair daily.
Oh, man.
I'll get you a Chevy. Oh, well, I'm going to get you hooked up.
Here we go.
Nice Chevy
here we
Silverado.
Go.
Yeah, so there goes the radio show. Let's go.
Well, once again, folks, hey. Give Dave a chance to earn your trust in your business, and you can reach him at 303-710-6916. And again, people join the show at different times, so we want to be very transparent here. Insurance, this is not something that they cover. And you know what, Curtis, just like the medical field, I'm taking a gentleman up tomorrow to Loveland to talk with our friends up there, Dr. Donner, about stem cell, okay? Stem cell's not covered by insurance, okay? And it should be. Because it's saving people from knee replacements, shoulder replacements, and all the different benefits, but yet insurance
the expensive
doesn't
stuff.
Cover it yet.
Right.
But, you know, it'll come. It'll come at some point probably because they'll see what a great product this is and how much it saves them in the long term.
We're not far from it, yeah.
But right now, insurance does not cover it. But once again, when you get to talking about the price of this, and you look at your deductible, what it would be to replace your roof. Yeah, Dave's going to be your new best friend at RoofMax, I promise you.
I like pizza.
Absolutely.
Well, the free consultation, like you said, it takes,
what do you got to lose?
Takes you 2.5 to do it. Probably takes you a half hour to 45 minutes to walk through
20 minutes or so, and we got a good idea what we're looking at, yeah.
And you can say, well, yeah, you could keep it. Maybe in a year come back. Mm-hmm. You look for certain things, cracks, you could be having leaks.
Mm-hmm.
You could be having problems up there you don't even know about.
Absolutely.
And you can just, it's free.
Absolutely.
303-710-6916 is the number, 303-710-6916. When you mention Haystack Help today, he's going to give you $100 off. And also, as we just mentioned, free inspections. So a couple minutes left here, but tell us about your family. What do you do for fun when you're not on a roof spraying stuff? Well, tell us a little about you.
Fun. I love shooting my shotgun. trap and skeet, sporting clay. Love that. Got some property out east. Been married for a while. Three beautiful daughters, two grandsons. Homeschooled.
So they're learning
just something. Just a Colorado kind of guy.
Colorado kind of guy, yeah.
Colorado kind of guy.
I love it.
What do you have on your property out there?
Nothing right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We've got over 40 acres. Got a lot of weeds right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of tall weeds right now. And just trying to keep up on around the house.
Any wildlife?
Yeah, we actually have a resident pronghorn.
Oh, do you?
He's been out there. He wasn't out there yesterday, but he's been out there sleeping overnight. See the little patch of grass worn down. And
getting coyotes you need help with?
There's a few coyotes out there, yeah. A few rabbits.
We are.
I'll give you the address.
We can help you. We will help you in any way we can. We are full service.
Explain to me, if you can, the toughest job you've had, the way you've seen the best results for a customer.
With RoofMax?
Yeah.
excuse me. The one in Loveland was really hard. Sorry. It was a 12-12 steep. One of the qualifying questions I ask is if you're looking to sell the house within 5 years, you know, the real estate in the world, how the meaning behind that. Just retired, had some challenges in life, whatever. And again, that roof was 27 years old. And typically speaking, I'd go out there and say, you know, your roof is. It needed to be replaced, but it was going to be close to a $30,000 roof. And just retiring, trying to kind of figure things out, just didn't have the cash to replace it. So we did some, like, a bunch of extra work on the house. Well, not a bunch, just replaced some ridge shingles. I had some of my guys come out and do some repairs because it was steep and it would take me forever when they're on the roof all day every day doing that stuff. But at the end, afterwards, the roof was, granted, it had some granule loss, but other than that, it was like new again. He was super excited. Didn't have to spend $30,000 on his roof. Didn't have to create the mess for it or deal with any of that. And he's got a five year warranty. And if he wants to sell, he can. Jeez. So the warranty is transferable to the address, not to the
27 years, and you kept it at least another five.
Yeah
you did save him quite a bit of money.
Yep. So he's paid his dues on that roof. It's doing well for him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate
the
time.
You so catch much. Dave Moore on Rush to Reason in the afternoons here on KLZ 560 and then also on Saturdays, Fix It Radio. 303-710-6916, roofmax.com. Once again, mention the show today. You'll get $100 off and free inspections. So, Dave, thank you. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It was a pleasure having you. You'll
pleasure
be back.
Being here. Thank you.
Everyone have a great day. Hope the Rockies can beat the Rangers tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.